Now we're living in the world today that is. And that world today is the world that he mentions here in verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Now, having mentioned the world that was, and he's going to mention the world that will be, he says now these scoffers that arise, they base their ridicule on two false premises. Nothing has happened in the past. Therefore, nothing will happen in the future. Everything's just going to keep going along like it is. And he makes the statement here, the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word are kept in store. And you and I are living, as it were, on a powder keg today. We're living actually on an atom bomb. And he tells something about how that this can take place. There'll never be another flood to destroy the world. That judgment is past. That destroyed the world that was. And now the world that is, it is reserved for another judgment, and that's the judgment of fire. In other words, this present order of things in this world is temporary. It's moving toward another judgment, and this time it's a judgment by fire. Now, I want you to notice the language that is used here, because this is very important. Again, in verse 7, he says here, but by the same word the heavens and earth that now exist have been stored up for fire. Stored up for fire, but they're stored up with fire. It could be a translation also, and a better translation. Now, all of this here gives the suggestion of being kept in store, and that the same word that the Lord Jesus used when he told of the man who was laying up treasure. God has been laying up this secret of how he made this universe. And now man has found the secret, and when he did, he opened a veritable Pandora's box. And men today are frightened in this world that you and I live in. Dr. Urey of the University of Chicago, who worked on the atomic bomb at the beginning, had an article years ago in Collier's, and he began like this. I am a frightened man, and I want to frighten you. Winston Churchill, before he died, says time may be short. And Mr. Luce, who was the editor of Lifetime and Fortune magazines, he was the son of a missionary out in China. And he said that when he was a boy, his father, and he talked about the premillennial coming of Christ and thought that the missionaries who believed that teaching were inclined to be fanatical. And Mr. Luce said before he died, I wonder if there wasn't something to that position after all. Dr. Charles Beard made this statement. All over the world, the thinkers and searchers who scan the horizon of the future are attempting to assess the values of civilization and speculating about its destiny. And Dr. William Yeats said in his Road to Civilization, the handwriting on the wall of five continents now tells us that the day of judgment is at hand. Isn't it interesting that Simon Peter, a fisherman up there on the Sea of Galilee, could write like this? This is tremendous, friends. This is the world that is. You and I living in one that's moving to judgment today. Now, I probably ought to just read verse 8 to make the connection. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Now, that means this, that at least it's going to take place during the day of the Lord. And that day of the Lord, for a day is with the Lord 1,000 years, and it will obviously be after the millennium that this is to take place. Also, we have seen the great tribulation comes in here, and then the Lord comes at the end of the great tribulation, establishes his kingdom here, and he's going to renovate this earth. But that'll be temporary. That will not be permanent. And then we find it's at least 1,007 years before this judgment could come. Even if the rapture took place tomorrow, it would still be 1,007 years before this judgment is concerned. there was a young student in an astronomy class, and the professor was lecturing. Student apparently wasn't paying much attention, and the professor said that in probably 15 billion years, that the energy of the sun would all be used up, and the light would go out, and man would disappear, and everything else that has life, and it would be a dark universe. And it was a pretty bleak picture, and the student more or less waked up at this startling. He says, "What was that you said? How long will it be?" And the professor said, "About 15 billion years." "Oh," the student says, "I thought you said 15 million years." "Well, my friend, when you begin to talk in terms like that, what difference does it make if it's that far ahead?" But this is the next judgment that is coming.